Welcome to the daily VFN radio program highlights at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
We talked also about, is America under judgment? You know, and this is available to anybody that wants to go to VFNTV.com or on your mobile devices or VFNTV app, that we got to look at the fact that there's something being preached. It's this, this lie that says that, God doesn't discipline those he loves, that God does not use hardship to motivate us to do the right thing, when the very word of God says, consider hardship as discipline. God's treating you as a son, that God, shakes the world to teach the world righteousness. And so things do happen. I mean, bad things happen to good people that are doing things right. Not everything is that, some things just happen. In this life, you're going to have trouble, but there's some things that happen where, God is getting your attention. And in Romans chapter 1, and you when you see Romans chapter 1, verse 18, I believe through 30, he's talking about three transitions. There's three things that happen where when God's people, this is the New Testament now. This is not the Old Testament. This is the New Covenant, right?
All right.
In the first phase of judgment, he talks about it. And he says, in it, that for although they knew God, they neither glorified him as God nor gave thanks to him. But their thinking became futile and their foolish hearts became darkened. Although they claimed to be wise, they became fools and exchanged the glory of the immortal God for images made to look like mortal man, birds, animals, and reptiles. Images. And so they quit the first phase. The first reason why things get turned over is because his people, God's people, us, we fail to acknowledge God. We start looking to other things, our work, our houses, our property, our country, our nation, our buildings, whatever they are. And we started considering that more valuable to God, and we follow that instead of following God. He says, if you don't love me more than these things, you can have no part of me, right? That's what he said.
Right.
And if in fact that happens, if we fail to acknowledge God, if we fail to have a heart of gratitude for God, and how many times you see people just saying, I'm just so grateful what God is doing in my life. When I run water in my home, I think, my goodness, we have water coming in our home, or you're able to take the trash out to the roadside and somebody comes and picks it up.
Yeah.
That's just a beautiful thing.
All right.
These things we live in a place that allows, it has police protection, and we have a government that we have a the Constitution, and we're just blessed. We have so much to be grateful for. Mm-hmm. And in the context of that, we have to acknowledge God in it, because they failed to acknowledge God. And so then if we fail to acknowledge God and have a grateful heart, in verse 24, he says, therefore God gave them over. See what I'm saying? So something happens that we're doing wrong as a church. And so God says, therefore God gave them over to their sinful desires of their hearts, to sexual impurity for the degrading of their bodies one with another. They exchanged the truth of God for a lie. That's what's happening today. Mm-hmm. We're setting aside God's commands, right?
Right.
For man's traditions. They exchanged the truth for a lie and worshiped and served created things rather than the Creator, whose name is praised forevermore. So there's a transition there. Mm-hmm. The reason why that happened is because of failing to acknowledge God, being grateful to God, and not setting aside his commands for our traditions. So what do? We can stop everything right then by going, you know what? I'm going to acknowledge God. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be grateful, and I'm going to repent and get back to his commands, and I'm not going to follow men's traditions or philosophies, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And so the consequences of doing that, the first phase of judgment then is consider hardship as discipline. God's treating you as a son. He's turning us over to sexual impurities. He's turning us over to do all these things that you're seeing take place in there. So you can look at that evidence and see that we've already made it into the first phase of this thing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, how many people, they're pulling the Ten Commandments down. They're trying to take "In God We Trust" out of the Pledge of Allegiance. They're cussing God's name right now when children in kindergarten, just this week, singing "God Bless America." And so then there's a second phase of judgment he talks about. And then there's a third phase of judgment. And you can get this teaching this prophetic teaching with actual evidence and happening, where you get a comparison. So you as a person, because you're accountable by yourself, is America under judgment? Is the nation under judgment? And it talks about all three phases. Well, the third phase is this, the final phase. You remember the third phase would not be here if we would have acknowledged God, if we would not have set aside his commands for our own traditions, and if we would have been grateful. And so we cannot point our finger and blame our harvest. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Because the second phase is a harvest of the first phase.
Mm-hmm.
And the third phase is a harvest of the first two.
Right.
You know? And so right now, this very moment, we don't have a lot of time left. I've got about my 1 or 2 minutes left, and we'll talk more about this tomorrow. But the Pentagon, as we speak, they're setting up where they're going to celebrate Gay Pride Month.
Mm.
Gay Pride Month. And that's the third phase. That's
right.
The third phase, and we'll talk more probably about that tomorrow. And you have to read Romans chapter 1, just see how things progress. And you have people that are failing to acknowledge God. They're setting aside his commands for their own traditions. They're not grateful. While they're yelling at people who are having the consequences of these phases of judgment. They're like a byproduct of these three different phases.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to have to, all of us have got to repent.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You can't point at your harvest, you know, and think it's going to be well and criticize it while your marriage is out of whack. You know,
right.
While you're not walking in the way God says marriage should be. I mean, it's just not going to work out.
Mm-mm.
You know, the way a business is supposed to be, the way that we're being acknowledging God. I can't believe how quickly time's flying, but we'll talk more about this tomorrow on tomorrow's program. But you can get it right now on at VFNTV.com. I mean, one of our listeners in Orlando listened to this, and she's just so shocked, because it's going to just shock you. I mean, why stay in denial anymore? Why keep listening to people who are not telling you the truth? Why not find out what God is saying? We can have more compassion about what's happening in America and people that are into certain sins and all that. We can love them, understanding they're nothing but our harvest. And God loves them. God has a plan for their life. And just like God can forgive us if we repent, he can forgive them as well.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the Daily VFN Radio Program. Find more and listen to the Daily VFN Radio Program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or through the mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone. That's VFNTV.com.